That night, Chandra slept fitfully. The same questions ran back and forth in her head. When she finally fell into a deep sleep, she dreamed she was alone in the woods in the middle of winter. She found a cave of sleeping bears and tiptoed inside. She lay down to sleep and wondered if she too would hibernate and wake up months later. But she stayed awake, cold and lonely, wishing for home. When Chandra opened her eyes on Saturday, she remembered her dream. She searched for the guilty feeling that had followed her everywhere the day before. It wasn't there. In its place was a new thought. Her job was simple. It wasn't to solve all the problems between people and bears. It was to help one bear find a safe place to live. Once upon a time, the bear might have been happy in the woods that were now her backyard, but not anymore. And she could either feel guilty about it, or she could have the decency to help it find a better home. Roy Barstow arrived in uniform with a can of pepper spray just in case, he said. Shortly afterward, Professor Cross knocked on the Nandi's door. She had brought a tape recorder, a digital camera, and a pad of paper. Chandra smiled. These two were total opposites. Chandra's father seemed pleased that the problem of the bear was getting serious attention. As they walked into the woods, he told Roy about his new garbage bin, while Chandra, Animesh, and Dylan asked Professor Cross a lot of questions. She explained that it was common for young male bears to be displaced by their mothers. In the process of finding a new home, sometimes they got lost or sustained injury, but usually they succeeded in finding a new feeding area. When they reached the berry bushes, Professor Cross scanned the ground for bear tracks. Roy Barstow took down the coordinates of their location. Both of them complimented Mr. Nandi on his responsible daughter. Chandra blushed, remembering that she still had to tell her father the full story. Mr. Barstow offered to drop off a can of pepper spray in case the bear came back, and Professor Cross assured them that she would keep them posted on the bear's movement through the woods.